Greetings from Switzerland. My name is Sifus Paul.
Can I put this right here?
And all of the brethren send their greetings, along with my wife also. You know, while they were staying there, Canada. What time for lunch? 1 o'clock? Hello? 11? Well, not even 11. I don't know if you're going to have a long pants this morning, or a three-quarter pants, or a short pants, or you're going to have a pants. Amen. Amen? What's your name, sir? The Canadian, right behind Andy. What's your name? Oh, Brother Miller. I remember when I was about 20 years ago, when I was about 20 years old, you know, the sharp man coming to St. Vincent and then started dancing, dancing, dancing. And everybody, people would be in the road and they'll stand up and they'll watch. It has such an impact on my life. I remember when I was struggling to decide which way to go. Stay in the wall or move out. So I said to God that, you know, Brother Miller is here, strangers here, nobody going to share. And I was really praying. I said, well, Lord, if this is the way you want me to go, make it possible tonight that I share. And that was a hard one to put out when strangers are wrong. And while I was in the meeting and the meeting going on, this sharp man, still sharp, still lively, amen, still going. And I believe, thank God, Moses of God, but thank God for his wife. And then he said, any one of you here have something to share? Stand and share it. And it came to me like a thunderbolt. I said, this is the way, Lord. This is the way. And the storm come, God, are you able to ride them? Because I've committed. This is the way. Walk in it. It was such a blessing. We miss those dances in St. Vincent, brother. Praise God. Then I said, God brought a man in my life, not too short, not too tall, a family, the lowest family. And they were a great mentor to my life, up to today. I said, sometimes we wait until people die. That's not the message, eh? To say to them, they can't hear you. But it's better we sit when they're alive. All the words of encouragement. Sit when they're alive. Brother, God bless you. You're getting a little ball. But nevertheless, the blessings of the Lord is showing all over. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. We are all here today. We want to hear your voice. Have thine own way. Continue to have thine own way in the meeting this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to say a few things this morning by the help of the Holy Spirit that is convicting me. I was listening to a couple of tapes, and Brother Hardy was sharing. Those are old tapes. And he was talking about the many baptisms, baptism of water, baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptism of suffering. The pain that we go through, they are for a purpose. If you suffer with me, you're going to rule, reign with me. For the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Amen. And I was looking for a tape recorder years ago. When I go to the stores and tongues and Vincent, they laugh after me. You back in the old days, boy? And I thank God I find one in Trinidad. And it's been a tremendous blessing. Excuses. It seemed to me, I don't know for you, and I have to take my time, because I want to be that you understand what I'm saying. If I say anything wrong, the brother not there, they can correct me. It seems as though we are living on an island of excuse. We all said which island we come from, country, and everybody. Are we come from a country of excuse? You can answer that for yourself. Whenever we make one, whenever we make an excuse, we feel that we have a good one. Isn't that true? Regardless of our age, we all made excuses from time to time. Why am I late for school? Excuse. We have one, not you? Why am I late for work? Excuse. Why am I late for church? Excuse. I missed the appointment. We have excuse. We're supposed to be here 15 minutes at least before time. We have excuse. Why not? Isn't that true? I don't know if it takes the time to fix our tie, or how much time it takes to watch in the mirror. We all have excuses. We make excuses for doing things we shall not do. And we blame others for those excuses. No one makes you do anything. No one. What I'm trying to say is this. If I have a cup and I put a peppermint tea bag into the cup, sorry, and I pour some hot water in that cup, and then I may have some cocoa in another one, I pour the same thing. The hot water is going to bring out the flavor. The hot water that we are going through in life will bring out from us what's inside. So, Brother Miller, if I say your nose is red and you know it is white, and you behave in some unmannerly way, I didn't make you do it. I didn't make you do it. It comes out of you because the hot water, what I say may be very hot. So it brings out of you what is there. So we had to stop playing the blaming game and stop making the excuses. No one makes us do anything. We don't tell God what trials that shall come our way. We don't. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. How did he overcome? He used the word. We don't know what anger God is going to lead us. Temptation comes our way. But let us realize whatever comes out of us is what is in us. And God is making us conscious, if I call our word right. We become conscious of what is in us when it comes out. Now, there are many things that people will do to us and say about us that is not pleasant. Whatever is our reaction, blame ourselves. Right? The story was told about this farmer. He had a nice horse, and it was end up in a pit. And all that he tried, he couldn't get it out. So, called his neighbors, and they decided to bury the horse in the pit. dirt after dirt, rubbish after rubbish, and the house began to shake it off. And that what was thrown on the house became a stepping stone. A stepping stone. And the process went on until the horse just walked.
Right on.
You know, God is dealing with my life. And somehow saying to me, the things that you make excuse about, it look good in your sight, but in my sight, it's nothing. It's foolishness. And then my heart turned to some scriptures. Folks who make a lot of excuse. In Genesis 3, 11 to 13, when he partake, disobey the Lord, partake of the fruit, God in his wisdom come down in the cool of the day to communicate with them, to have fellowship. They hid themselves. Eventually Adam answered. He said, Lord, I hear your voice. Are we not hearing the voice of the Lord? I sure hope we do. I hid myself because I'm naked. Sin brings nakedness. How do you know that you're naked? First one, he blamed God. God, the woman you gave me. You make it happen, God. You take a rib, you make a woman, and you give the woman to me. God, it is your fault, and it is the woman's fault. Thank God for good women. They seem to be more refined than men. The woman didn't blame Adam. You realize that? She blamed the serpent. Right, Debbie? Thank God for refined women. You know, she could have said, God, the man you gave to me, he should have been looking and protecting me. But where was he? He leave me alone to wander. She didn't say that. Huh? He's supposed to be my covering. He's supposed to be my protector. He's supposed to be my guide. Where were he when Satan came to attack me? Excuses. We find them every day. So God had to deal with sin. The excuse that we make may sound very good to us naturally, but they do not fit into the kingdom of God. They sound very good according to Egypt culture, but when it comes to the culture of the kingdom of God, it's nothing. And then what seems to be coming to me that I'm getting, God is saying, I want first place in your life. So don't make any excuse with me what I call you on to. Those excuses are not valuable because I call you to be the apple of my eye. You are special and I must have first place. Now, in the book of Luke, before I go to Luke, remember the story about Job in Job chapter 2? Job was afflicted, losing children, boils on his skin. He was in great pain and agony. What did his wife say to him? Curse God and die. It sounds naturally good. You're losing your skin, Job. Things are difficult. Things are difficult in the church. Why don't you stay home? Huh? You hear my voice that I said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of some do, and this morning be very practical. Is that no hallelujah message? High theologian message. Very practical. We read it in the Word. But for some reason or not, we always have excuse why we are not in the meetings, especially prayer meetings. I don't know if it's because it's night, so you can't dress in the night best. Because Sunday morning, we're dressed in our Sunday best. And others can see us, we look real good. Handsome or pretty or beautiful, whatever you want to say. But when it comes to the night, to wait upon God, come together as a body, we have all kinds of excuses. We can name them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and go on. It is good for us to tithe our finance. Right? But we have excuses with that to some people, amen? But something I want to bring this morning. We have a lot of excuses when it comes to tithes our time to the Lord. We always have excuse. I can't spend this time with him. I have something to do. I have something to attend to. I have my own affairs to look about. And we keep on all these excuses. Is it a wonder why when a little wind blow away and a little criticism come our way, we can't stand? Huh? Because we have not taken the time that our roots sink in. Take time off with the Lord. He takes time off for us. Spend time with him. How can a young man, a young woman cleanse their ways? It's by taking heed to the word of God. And the word of God said, wait on me. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. One shall chase 1,000 and 2,000 because we wait upon God. Throw the excuses out the window. Why I can't spend the time that I should? It's time for we arise with strength and power. It's time for we arise in the grace of God because we are part of that great household. Hallelujah. Let the Son of Righteousness arise in us. But there's a price to pay. There is a price to pay. You know, there's a sacrifice to be made. I was reading some time ago in the book of Judges when Samson was to be born and the angel, the man of God, bring the message. When he appeared the second time and they offered a sacrifice, he said the angel of God did wondrously ascending. Yes. Wondrously. When he made that sacrifice, hallelujah. Oh, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. Captivity will have to go. Bondage will remove. Praise God. Praises will ring out from within us, from all of us. When we lift our voices unto God, it will be a voice of a thunder. Because we are spending that time with him. Many cry out today, housewife, husband, you're not spending enough time with me. And maybe husband are saying the same, right? And we need to spend a lot of time with our children. How will we know them? How will we really know the Lord if we don't spend time with him? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Praise God. Spending time with God is not time wasted. You can never invest with God and lose. You may invest with me and our business crash, but we can never invest with God and lose. And we are workers together with him, not for him, but with him. We are workers together with him. Luke chapter 9. Every day I've discovered that it's Repentance Day in my life. I don't know for you. It's Repentance Day in my life. I want to be constantly washed, cleansed, and purified. Reading from verse 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. What an excuse. It sounds real good. Isn't that so? My father dead. I want to go and bury him. But Jesus was saying to him, come and follow me. And it's the same thing he's saying to us today. Come and follow me. We are making a lot of excuses. Which sound good naturally. My father dead, Jesus. I want the death certificate because I want what he leave back. I don't want my sister to get the death certificate because she's going to take it all. Right? So let me get this death certificate and make sure I go and bury my father. It's a concern to me, he was saying. You see, value. Value, burying his dead above following Christ. What are we valuing above him? You know, I heard a story. Storytelling now. There was this sister. I think she was in the kitchen cooking. True story. And she heard the voice of God, the burden on her to go and pray. She went, closed off the stove, and she went to pray. The next Sunday now she got in church. Then her brother testified and said he was a pilot. And the plane that he was flying got into some trouble. He did a crash land to make a long story short. And there was a big, huge tree there, and the nose of the plane stopped right by the tree. And he was saved. So the sister asked him after the meeting, what hour was that? He told her. She said, that's the same hour. I had this burden to pray. That's the same hour. And she asked again, what time was it over? He told her. He said, that's the same time that burden lifted. Being led. She could have made a lot of excuses. I have to finish this pot. I have to finish washing my clothes. You understand? But in obedience to the voice of the Spirit, she did. That's the place God wants us to be. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Very simple. Hearing the voice. Because the other things that you put aside, God is going to take care of that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel we can take care of everything. Because we are intelligent, we have good education, we go to good school. We have our bachelor, our master, our PhD. We are well equipped naturally. But all of that foolishness when it comes to God. Yeah. And those are the people that make a whole set of mess. If you want, sorry to say it so blunt. Look at our leaders, political leaders today. Yes. You wonder where school they went. Maybe there's a school to put money in the pocket or to build a big account. So get back to the story. Never make our education blind our eyes from the things of God. Amen. Don't let it come between us and God. Amen. Thank God for good education. Amen. I'm not condemning good education. Go for it with all of your heart. But don't go for it and destroy your ministry. Yes. Amen. Yes. He said, Jesus said unto him, let the dead do what? Bury the dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead. There are those in the world today who they're alive naturally, but they're dead spiritually. Yeah. Thank God we are alive naturally and spiritually. Yeah. Cherish the spiritual life. It's what's going to last. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another said, Lord, I will follow thee. I will follow thee, O Lord. I'm not telling you I'm not going to follow you. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. He loves his family. But what I'm seeing out of these pictures is that God first. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. I call you, follow me. It's not Brother Lewis called me. It's God who called me. So why should I allow Brother Lewis to be a hindrance to me to enter into my ministry? Huh? To enter into my calling. It's not Brother James that called me. It's God that called me. Hallelujah. It's God that called all of us. So we shall not let nothing hinder us from entering in. We are called to enter in it with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. So don't let the young ladies stop you from entering, as beautiful as they are. And as handsome as the men are, don't make them hinder you. Amen? And as sweet our wives, husband are, don't make them hinder you. Praise God. When all strive for the same goal, there are going to be happiness in the house. Okay, let us move on. John chapter 15 and 14 said that you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And as I said before, only a friend knows your secret. So Jesus don't only want to be our Savior and Redeemer, he wants to be our friend. Amen? Our best friend. In Luke chapter 14, reading from verse 16. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. I'm feasting on his banquet table, his banner over me, his love. A great supper. So he sent out his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come. For all things now are ready. It is bidden for you, this great supper. And they all with one accord, consent, began to make what? Excuses. Find them every day. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me an excuse. When I look at that scripture, something strikes me. I bought a piece of land. I had to go and see it. Have me an excuse. Will you buy a piece of land before you see it? You see how sometimes our excuses are foolish? Huh? Will you buy a piece of land? Pay for it. Borrow the money from the bank. Pay for it and never see it? You know? That's how I am. Sometime with God. Foolish. I don't know for you. With the excuses that come. Will you not go and invest that land, see that land first? If it's suitable, where you want to put your house? Let's see what the other said. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. Maybe he's a businessman. And I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Same thing. What kind of businessman will you be? buy 4 or 5 motor cars. Huh? You never see them. You never even see them on the internet. I had to go and prove them first. And they don't buy them. As I said before, to me what has come into my heart is God first. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the place we need to. We need to put him first. We have too many idols. I remember the story when Jesus came into the temple. He said, my father's house is not the house of merchandise. And he began to throw the table over. Throw them over. Get them out. Yeah. And that's what he's saying to me today. There are things in your life that need to get out. You are the temple of the living God. Throw them out. Yeah. Throw them out. Get them outside. They don't belong here. They don't belong here. Get them out. Time for the house to clean up. Oh, hallelujah. Time for the change. We are his temple. Praise God. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. But what's really wrong with Jesus? I'm on my honeymoon. Huh? You're calling me to come and follow you? I'm now married with my lovely wife. Huh? It sounds good. That excuse sounds really good. But Jesus said, come and follow me. The many excuses we are making in life concerning what God has called us on to, they just need to throw out of the window. Into the garbage pan. They have no value when it comes to the kingdom of God. It may have value naturally, but not to the kingdom. That culture is different. Jesus said, you get into my culture, get into the kingdom culture, I must be first. You must have no other gods before me. You must lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset you. So we're going to change that word now and said, you must lay aside every excuses. It's humbugging our life, our spiritual life. We are not arriving to the place that we should because of excuses. When you miss Bible study, we are missing great fellowship. We are missing the knowledge of the Lord. Hallelujah. As I said before, Jesus used the word against Satan. Amen? Amen. And we have the written word. There is the spoken word and here's the living word. We must read it. We must study it. We must meditate on it. We must eat it. Let it sink into our system. Because that's the only how we are going to be overcomers. For they that overcometh all things shall rule and reign with me in his kingdom. He did not call us to be defeaters, but to be overcomers. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever problem arises in our midst, let us know that we will overcome. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Maybe as the church age we live in, the Lodician church age, they say, I'm rich. I increase with good. Let us read it this morning. In the book of Revelation. Oh, praise God. God won the day of these silly excuses to be out of our system. Verse 14 in chapter 3, Revelation. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says he, Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. I know your excuses, you know. But thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. That's not the place you want to be. But that's the place excuses will cause us to be. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, you didn't have your spiritual breakfast. You make sure you have your natural breakfast. Huh? You don't have your spiritual snack. But you're going to walk, you make sure you walk with a natural snack. Lunchtime, you lunch. The same how we're concerned about this natural body, we should be concerned because we are part of a spiritual body. Hallelujah. The chain is strong as the weakest link. Each and every one of us, we are important. We are special. I can't make it without you, and you can't make it without me. We have to make this thing together. So the day that we are living in, we should be encouraging one another to move on. Encouraging one another to go on. Go on, brother. I know it's rough, but go on. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Oh, praise God. The son is coming. The child is to be born. Keep pushing. Is that what they say sometime at the hospital? When ladies want to make baby, push, push, until birth comes. We got to push. We got to push forward. There should be no excuse why not to push. Amen. Full birth is coming. Yeah. Verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods. Ah, boy, isn't that so? Yeah. I'm rich in education. I'm rich in finance. I'm just rich. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So I had to cry, oh God, open Cephas' eyes, that I will see my wretchedness and stop making excuses. I really see what is there that needs to go. Hallelujah. I think one of the brothers said, I think it was Paul, I will not be satisfied until I awake in his likeness. Until I awake in his image. Until I awake in his holiness. Until I awake in perfection. I must push. I must go on. For the conquering Savior shall break every chain, shall set me free, shall liberate me. Oh, hallelujah. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will be able to steal my joy, because that joy didn't come from Egypt. It come from the Lord. We got to battle on. We got to fight on. I counsel thee, take his counsel. I counsel thee to come to the banquet. Stop finding excuse why you shall not come. Why you shall not come to the throne of grace and obtain grace and mercy in time of need. Huh? I counsel thee to walk not for me but with me. That you follow my instruction. That you will eat the good of the land. Praise God. As that passage that was read this morning, he promised to bless us. He promised to make us the head and not the tail. But something is blocking in the pipeline, and that had to be sin, whether you want to call it sin or not, it is. It could be hatred. It could be bitterness. It could be that lack of unforgiveness. Remember who done us something 5 years ago, and we can remember it. We have it right down in the book. Brother James, do me that. 5 years ago, you see that? Never forget him. Huh? And we are going around poor, wretched, and miserable. Huh? Who are the losers? The unforgivers. Because the Lord said, I'm not going to, if you can't forgive your brother, I won't be able to forgive you. Amen. How can you love me and you don't, you hate your brother that you're seeing? It is time to wake up. It's reality time. It's the time to go to the doctor and take a spiritual checkup. Amen. A spiritual checkup. Say, Lord, I come for a spiritual checkup to see what is going on in that system. Because I want to walk straight. And he made it. You have an illness here, you know. It's called malice. Just like they may say, you have an illness here called cancer. And you say it's dangerous. And you buy all the medicines. Sometimes you start to panic. So spiritually, see, there's an illness here that needs to go. That is what is hindering your growth and your development. Oh, praise God. That is robbing your joy and your peace. I don't know. I thank God he's working in me. You have to answer that for yourself. He is like the hammer. We have a mason here. You know the concept. With a chisel in his hand, he has a stone to fit in a special place. And he takes that stone and he put it there, he said, you had a fit there, but some chipping need to be done. And he take the hammer now and began to chip off the edges. I have some rough edges. I can confess that. And he chip it. And he put it back there. Not ready for there. Some more chipping. And when he finished chip that stone, he put the mortar and he placed that stone there. And it fit in the rightful place. Before we can fit into our rightful place, there are chipping that need to be done in our life. The rough edges need to chip off, need to cut off. But I thank God, you know how hard to chip me, that I will not be destroyed. Because I want to fit in. And I must fit in by his grace and purpose to fit in. I signed that contract maybe for what? Now I'm 61. Brother Miller was around about 20 or so. So you can judge. This body, the glorious body of Christ. We, as lively stone, we will feel the chipping. Amen? We will feel the chipping. So don't be surprised as something strange is happening. What is actually happening is that God is shaping us by his Spirit to fit in. Hallelujah. And all we have to do, Lord, I surrender all. But sometimes we like to fight back. Isn't that so? Especially if words are coming, negative words are coming from somebody we don't really like. We give it to them. We must be careful that we do not miss the mark. Amen. Amen? When he's shaping us. Sometimes I say that we have a lot of housewife here, right? They bake a cake, okay? It said that the men wait until the cake bake. After they finish bake, they first cut and taste. They don't realize the process that went in. You realize there is the beating of the egg? You have to bring those ingredients together. And there must be a beating, right, Cheryl? There must be a beating. How long the beating? I don't know. How long it has beat for Cheryl? Till it's well blend. If all those ingredients could have said, have life, they would say, leave me alone. But the purpose of that beating is that you will present to your family a beautiful cake. And then Cheryl gets real wicked. I could say that to her. I know a long time she knew. She will take that ingredient and put it into the oven where he did. Huh? Pour it into the oven with heat. Reality. Sometimes it seems that God has put us into that oven. but it's to bring the quality out of us. It's to purify us. It's to make us what we're supposed to be. Oh, hallelujah. It's to make us the head and not the tail. And when Cheryl watches that cake and it comes out, everybody can enjoy it. She can share it with her neighbor. Taste the cake, it tastes nice. Taste the cake, it's the best in Trinidad. When God finished with us, hallelujah. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! We are saved and standing above Zion. We will have taste. Our life will be different. Whatever is the process, stop making the excuses. Just surrender. Just surrender. Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I surrender my will. Because it's not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Oh, it is me and Jesus. It is me and him. And I put down my theology. I go on my knees and I cry out, how long, Lord? How long? But you know how long. We must surrender if we have to make it. And we will make it. And Brother Afton said, the best is yet to come. We will have good taste. Oh, hallelujah. We will share good taste to the world, to creation. A taste and a flavor that they have never experienced. They are waiting for us. They are waiting for us to come into our own. They are waiting for us to come into that manifestation. Oh, we are the first fruit. Let us bear and forbear. Hallelujah. We have something to give. They are waiting. Oh, sometimes I get a bit emotional. But somebody tell me now, Carolina, God is a God of emotion too. Amen? Yeah. Sometimes I get a little quiet like Andy. And the water runs still. See, Andy hardly moves his feet. But Brother Miller moves his panty. You see what a glorious body we are in? Yeah. Amen? God is a God of variety. See the Caribbean clap upbeat, Andy? But our app been somewhere sweet. Amen? That's so much for so much. So, let me see what time I'm going. All right? Wherever the axe fall today, this morning, you're going to stay there. I come to thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thee, thine eyes with eye salves, that thou mayest what? See. See the things in the Spirit. See the things of God. Amen. Open my eyes, Lord, and I see Jesus. Let me not curse the trials that come my way. I run away from them. That's the path to choose for purification. You know? Praise God. Brother, whose name I'm trying to remember there? Brother Hardy. And he's sharing. And that's years and years ago. Old tapes are very good. Don't show them. Find a way to listen to them. Through the fire. The fire purifies. The fire cleanses. The gold ring that we have on. But they shouldn't say we have none. Many of us have a gold hearing. In its first stage, it wasn't like that. It grew through a process. And he said, when the goldsmith, he will skim off the impurity that comes at the top. Take it off. He said, how do you know when it is finished? He said, when I can see my whole face. Oh, praise God. When I can see my whole face, I know the purification process is over. Sometimes I say, how long, Lord, before I enter into that which you've called me unto? How long? As human beings, we want to say everything now. Now. He has his timing. All we have to be is to be faithful with him.
Amen.
And walk with him. Praise God. And talk with him. And live with him. And jump with him. And dance with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. That deliverance belongs to us. So I counsel thee. Take his counsel. Don't miss the mark. To buy of me gold that are tried in the fire. With something special in us, you see. We are special. Amen. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Oh, praise God. Something special about us. The world is waiting for our manifestation. The creation is groaning, travailing in pain until now. They are waiting for the sons and daughters of God. When we come in with power. Amen. We come in with authority. Praise God. For we will be the head and not the tail. We shall be overcomers. Yes. But we have to start to overcome now. Those petty things. And sometimes when I say petty thing, the Lord said to me, what might be petty to you might be among them to somebody. So be careful how you come to people. You know? We must overcome. I thought that come to me some time ago. When my frills show up, my failures. How am I? Let me put it this way. When my brother failure show up, what is my responsibility? Is to broadcast his failures? Huh?
No.
Is to throw him down?
No.
No. Is to do what? Lift him up. Use the neology. We have kind of theology, right? But we have two neology. Amen? We can use them before God, praying and crying out to him. Right? And you do the same for me. So we are washing one another life. We are keeping one another in check. Praise God. God have opened your eyes to my need. Meet my needs. Right? Need of encouragement. Somebody asked me the other day, if there is no discipline in the church. I said, brother, discipline is there. He said, if your brother offend thee, go to him. He didn't say, come to me. You realize that? There's an order in the house.
Yes. Yes.
But we find a lot of excuses why we don't follow the order. So if your brother offend thee, you go to him.
Yes.
Your sister, you go to her. He didn't say, come to the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we wish we didn't hear plenty. Yeah? Sometimes the burden does be real. I'm confessing, the burden does be real great. Definitely. Well, if you don't hear, he or she don't hear, you take one or two other person. Then I can see the elder and other person come into play. Amen? So the discipline pattern is there. But it's that we have a lot of excuses why we don't follow. Sometimes, Jack, Harry, Mary, Tom, Dick, that, don't have any problem. That's the time. After that, the elders here. We are still friends, right? We're still brothers. Amen?
Amen.
That's the time they here. The cat don't let go to the bag and go on all over and visit all over. Bam, bam, bam. God order must be followed. If we are to make it. Praise God. So discipline is there. Somebody said, the problem is not the problem. The problem is how you handle the problem. So I come in down to a close. I say it's about 11:45. A thought come to me sometime. Thou must be led by the Spirit and not led by time. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He didn't tell me as many that are led by time.
Yeah,
but I never see it's true. So as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And that goes to me. Repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm knocking. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Let us open our heart that the King of glory shall come in. Oh, praise God. He is bringing in his anointing. He is bringing in his peace and his rest. He is bringing in the change. Open the door. Don't keep it closed anymore. Let the King come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. And as we in this week, we're here. Praise God. Let us do a fast. Don't be on the phone for long. Amen. Fast from call. You know, sometimes people will say fast and we concentrate on food. I'm glad no TV in the room. Right? Fast from your iPad. The internet. Social media. Thank you, my brother. Fast from that. It is robbing our time. It is. It is a cancer, you know. But use it wisely. Praise God. Those in YouTube land are hearing us. Thank God for that. Use it wisely. Amen. You can zoom in. Get your songs that lift you. Hey, I want some scripture. Excuses, you zoom in and they all come up for you. Right? So we got to be wise. But what I'm trying to say this week, let it be a time that's set aside for God. Amen. It is me and God. You understand? Let nothing rob our time. Spending that time with Him. Oh, praise God. He stands at the door, He's knocking. I need some time. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So we have to overcome. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Are we hearing? The problem with those who make excuse is not that they didn't hear. They hear, but they didn't do. They didn't obey. And we are hearing. So I'm wrapping up. Maybe if it opens up some other time. Let us be open to the moving of God's Holy Spirit. Allow Him to work in us. And let the excuses be lesser and lesser. And we will arise in Him. God bless you this morning.
God is preparing a way for us. I hope that He has opened our ears. Let us make room for Him this week, amen? He has a lot to pour in. Maybe we need to throw out some of those things that we brought to camp and make room for what God is about to do. Amen? We want to ask you to prepare your hearts now for the communion. You know what we heard shared this morning would not have been available to us if it were not for the cross of Jesus Christ. If it were not for the love that God had for us, in that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. His one and only Son. I have three beautiful children, and I cannot imagine sending one, and somebody say, oh, send them, you have two. Two will remain, but God had one, and he sent that one son. That's the kind of love that God expects of us for each other. Amen? It is my belief, and based on scripture, that communion is not just the partaking of the body, the bread, and drinking of the blood, the wine. Communion starts when we love each other, when there's that unity amongst us. And so if we don't have that, let us examine ourselves. If there is any one of us or a few of us that may have offended or may be offended, let us forgive. Let that anointing break the yoke. So that when we partake of the communion, we are not partaking just of a piece of wafer and a sip of wine, but we are partaking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. You are the body. Yes. We need to partake of one another. Let us prepare our hearts, therefore, this morning, this afternoon, as we are about to partake of the communion. Praise God.
Life and full, God, in the name of Jesus. this, your communion, your body, Father, we ask that you bless it now, in Jesus' name. Thank you.